the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello and welcome back. You know what? I'm going to warn you right up front. It's only 10 to 11 and I'm officially slap happy. It's Sunday night. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Welcome to the morning announcements, the official podcast of theschoolpodcasting.com. If you'd like to contact me, simply email me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call me at 888-563-3228. And to subscribe to this podcast, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. Now, if you'd like to learn how to podcast or if you'd like to take your podcast to the next level, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, on the show today, we've got some listener email, and we'll be talking to Bruce Williams. Now, Bruce is an audio engineer with boo-coo experience. Tons, lots, big amounts of experience. And he does a number of podcasts. Some of them are very specific about Adobe Audition, but he started a new one that's all about just audio in general. So I asked him to come on the show, number one, to talk about his podcasts. I found them rather interesting. Now, they're on one hand, they're very technical, but he also breaks them down to a very easy-to-understand level. And he's also got a new service. So if you're looking to get a little extra polish on your podcast sound, you might want to check out Bruce. So we'll be talking to Bruce in a minute. I want to keep this kind of brief because it's not a super long interview, but I always like to try to keep my show short. So I'm just going to jump over real quick to some email I got. I got one from Brent. Now, check out Brent at podshowradio.com. He says, "Hey, just a quick note to let you know how much I enjoy your show. Keep up the good work." Brent, thank you very much. And I can speak, I'm pretty sure, for all podcasters. It makes my day when somebody sends me a note, even if it's just as simple as that, to say, "Hey, keep up the good work." It's nice to know, because sometimes you just want to go like this. You just want to grab the mic and go, "Hello. Hello, is this thing on? Hello." So, it's nice when somebody replies back. Next up, we had Erica from womengrow.org. And she said, "Hey, I just downloaded and listened to your interview with Gary from the podcast Pickle. Been listening to your show for a while and find it very, very helpful and short and fun." Well, we hope today's going to be short. I'm going to try. Says, "Much to my surprise and delight, I heard you and Gary briefly talk about my show. Thanks for the extra plug and thanks for listening." Hey, Erica, not a problem. She says, "Take care and all the best with the School of Podcasting and the SOP Morning Announcements show." So, hey, one other thing I'm going to warn you guys up front. I'm going to play a promo at the end of the show, and depending on time constraints, it may not be exactly work safe. It will have the S word in it. So it's for a new podcast I'm starting. Yes, another one. This will be, let's see, I got School Podcasting. I got The Musician's Cooler. I got Sloppy Seconds. This will be my fourth podcast. So I have no life. I live in front of the microphone. I am the podcast freak. Don't believe me? Go to thepodcastfreak.com. So with that, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to send it over to my interview with Bruce. Check out Bruce and everything Bruce at audio2u.com. I'll see you on the other side of the interview. Alrighty, so on the Skype phone we have with us today, we're going to talk about audio. And I found a podcast, and actually we have Bruce Williams with us from audio2u.com. Bruce, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
And I actually found Bruce through his signature file. I was browsing around Podcast Alley and saw this little signature, something about sound, if you want to learn about sound and podcasting, blah, blah, blah. Clicked on the signature and found this podcast. I actually found a few podcasts hiding over at Audio2U. And Bruce is the thing I love about podcasting is people that are passionate about their subject, and Bruce is off the chart when it comes to being passionate about audio. And so the first one I wanted to talk about is building the pod. And what this is, it's a week-by-week tutorial on how to use Adobe Audition. And the thing I really liked about this podcast is it's step-by-step, it's nitty-gritty. And even if you're not using Adobe Audition, if you want to learn about things like compression and it's extreme detail about audio and really making the best quality audio file you can. I highly recommend checking this out. So what I wanted to throw by Bruce here, because we were chatting here before I hit record, and I explained to him that, you know, the first time I fired up Adobe Audition, it was like, wow, look at all the buttons and look at all the toys and the bells and whistles. So, and he warned me not to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. But that is, because I know there obviously are going to be some features in Adobe Audition that you may not use in your standard podcast, but what are some of the things that maybe people aren't aware of or that really do make it the Cadillac, which is a big car here in the U.S.? Bruce is also from Australia, so I need to explain these references, but it's what makes it the king of audio editing software?
Well, I, you know, for anyone who's listened to Building the Pod, you would know that my history with this software goes back about 11 years. I've been using it since it was Cool Edit 95. So, you know, very much in my headspace as to where everything is in it. As for the things that some people might not be aware of, I think the spectral analysis tools in Audition are hugely overlooked. But, you know, if you're not an audio engineer, those things might not be particularly intuitive. I know I couldn't tell you the episode number, but somewhere in the back catalogue of Building the Pod, I did do an episode on the spectral tools. But they allow you to look at where a traditional audio editor will show you a waveform, which Audition does as well. You can also switch to this, what they call spectral view, and it changes your waveform into a color plot that looks a bit like a color histogram, whereby frequency of your audio content, like between the bass notes, which are a low frequency, and the really high frequencies, are displayed vertically from bottom to top, and time is still displayed horizontally, but the color represents the amplitude at any given frequency. And this is a really handy tool if you end up with something, and phone lines are a perfect example. You quite often end up with a high-frequency tone that comes off a phone line. If you record a telephone call, you'll quite often hear these really high-pitched overtones. And trying to get those out just by listening, yeah, sure, you'll go close, and you can use a notch filter to EQ them out, but the beauty of spectral view is it will show you exactly where that frequency is, and you can then zoom in on that frequency and you can go, wow, that overtone is at 8,120 hertz. You know, you get that kind of level of accuracy, and you can then run a really narrow notch filter at that frequency, totally eliminate the overtone from the phone line, and without molesting all of the rest of your audio. I mean, that's just one simplistic example, but I love the spectral view. You can do so much in that. The other thing about Audition, which I think sets it apart from most of the other audio editors out there, is that it is a great combination of both a destructive two-track editor like SoundForge or WaveLab, or, you know, if you want to talk the free stuff like, not so much Crystal, but anyway, doesn't matter. you know, you've got your destructive two-track editors like SoundForge and, you know, WaveLab, but the beaut thing about Audition is it does that side of it really well, but it is also an extremely competent multi-track environment as well, which puts it up alongside, you know, Pro Tools and Cubase, Nuendo, Logic, any of the other multi-track environments. And as far as I know, there's no other piece of software out there that does both of those tasks so competently. There are some extremely competent two-track editors that do not have multi-track environments, and there are some extremely competent multi-track environments like Pro Tools that don't have a destructive two-track editor. With Audition, you get both in the one package. For me, that's a great selling point.
Right.
So, you know, that's the short version of why I love Audition.
Well, and that's also why sometimes people see the price tag of it and they go, oh boy, that's too expensive for me. But by the time you go out and spend, you know, SoundForge, and then you go out and buy this or Acid or Mixcraft or any other ones you mentioned, you know, you've put out just about that. So why not save your hard drive space and, you know, get it all in one. So
exactly. You know, and if you've been following Building the Pod, you would know, or, well, not even just from me, but you would, if you've been watching the software industry, you would know that Audition has just had a very major upgrade to version 2.0. And some of the new features that have been introduced into that are amazing. And admittedly, for the majority of podcasters, they would be complete overkill and might be things that wouldn't necessarily attract them. But for an audio engineer like me, oh, sensational.
Right, and you've actually been involved in audio for, I mean, you've been doing TV commercials and radio and your yoga CDs or something, DVDs. And
yeah, I've been a professional audio engineer for about 19 years. Started in 87, actually. I do remember, actually, I'm meant to fix this on sign language. In the first episode of sign language, I said that this was my 20th year in radio, but it's actually not. It's my 19th. I remembered after I'd recorded that. But so, yeah, I've been doing it for a while.
Well, and that actually, sign language is actually, I listened to the first couple episodes that are up, and it's a different, it's a little more wider spectrum, it sounds like, than where Building the Pod was focusing on Adobe Audition. This is more just anything involving sound. In fact, the first episode, you really get down to the nitty-gritty physics of how a sound is created and what happens and things like that. So it sounds like a really exciting, the fact that it's going to be a little more open-ended in terms of, and you even mentioned you might be talking about acoustics and things of that nature. So it's all about how sound is used and how to, I'm assuming as you move forward, how to shape it and form it and get to do what you're going to do.
Absolutely. You know, over the course of the life of Building the Pod, you know, as it's come so far, which as we're recording, this is about 35 episodes, I've realized that there is quite an audience out there that want to know more about general audio theory and practice, who are not necessarily Audition users. I mean, generally they are using Audition. That's why they're listening to Building the Pod. But I get emails from people asking questions about things, and it made me start to realize that there's an audience out there that wants just general audio theory, and it won't always be related to Audition as a piece of software, you know. So I thought, well, there's definitely a market there for a second podcast, which is going to be just a discussion of all things audio. So that was the thinking behind launching Sign Language.
Gotcha. Now, the other thing I saw in addition to, because you've also got a Fuzzy Logic podcast, which is kind of a what's new in technology, and you've got a Pod Dictionary, which is the word of the day.
Yep.
As well as Shutters, which is a weekly chat about digital photography.
Shutters Inc. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Shutters Inc. I'm sorry. And then the other thing I saw at your site that I thought was interesting and is the fact that you offer the ability, you have a service of mastering a podcast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that service?
Well, basically, when I first started listening around to podcasts, I first heard about podcasts in, well, it was about May of 2005. And I immediately started listening to some of the content that was out there. And the first thing that struck me was that there was a lot of people who were passionate about their, you know, whatever it was that they knew, but they weren't audio engineers, let's be honest. And some of the audio quality I felt was fairly average. And I thought, well, here's me. I have this, you know, wealth of experience in audio manipulation. I should probably offer a mastering service. So for those who, you know, either don't know how or just couldn't be bothered, but would like to have a better quality audio product, they could, you know, send me either a WAV or a high bitrate MP3. I could then, you know, clean that up, you know, run noise reduction, you know, do a spectral analysis to make sure there's nothing in there that's, you know, shouldn't really be there, add some compression, some limiting, a bit of EQ, sparkle it all up, and then send it back to them at whatever bitrate MP3 they want ready for publishing. You know, so if they say to me, you know, I want to publish the end product as a 96 kilobit stereo MP3, that's fine. That's how I'll encode it, and I'll send it back to them, and that way they don't have to then re-encode it before they publish it. They can just take the MP3 that I've sent them, add the tags, do the RSS, and go for it. So that was the idea.
Very cool. Because I know there are some people that are like, look, by the time they get to the final steps, they're so crispy from assembling it and recording it, you know. And like you said, they're not audio engineers, and if they want it to really sparkle, you know, why not give it to somebody who can really who does that for a living and can do it in half the time and give it back to him and things like that. What do you think are some of the more common mistakes that the average podcaster is doing that they could use to maybe increase their, you know, the quality of their audio?
You know, I think firstly, people are not using great microphones. You know, they're using, you know, cheap $10, $15 microphones that they've picked up from Radio Shack or something like that. And those mics are not great microphones for quality. The second thing is a lot of people tend to use the sound card that is built onto their motherboard. So they're not getting particularly high quality analog to digital conversion of their audio signal, because it's going in through a little 3.5 mil plug onto an analog to digital converter chip, which is part of the motherboard, which from an acoustic point of view is probably the worst place you could have an ADC, simply because of the amount of electrical interference inside your computer. Now, obviously, if you're using a dedicated sound card, it's still inside the box, but it's in a PCI slot, and it tends to be away from the CPU and the fan and all that other stuff.
Right.
So you get a much higher quality conversion of your analog audio into a digital signal by using a proper sound card. And I'm sorry, but I am not a fan of Creative. I think they've done a great job of marketing their product, but I don't think they make a particularly good sound card. And people buy it anyway because it's so well marketed. It's right. Kind of a Microsoft, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not here to bash Microsoft either, but, you know, it has its flaws, but they've done such a great job of marketing, and it rules the world. And I think Creative have done much the same thing with their sound cards. But I think, you know, if you were really super-duper serious about it, you'd be advised to do a bit of homework and find out what are the better quality sound cards. The next thing that people could do to improve audio quality, obviously, is to try and manage the room in which you're recording. If you're working in a room which is, you know, perfectly square or, you know, very close to square, then you will get what are known as standing waves, which is where a sound wave bounces backwards and forwards between parallel walls. If those walls are made of a very stiff fabric, like, you know, here in Australia we call it hardy plank, but like gyprock, that stuff doesn't absorb sound at all. So the sound that hits it will just bounce straight back off. And that's why you get really nasty reflections in, you know, places like your kitchen or your bathroom, because the walls are so hard, the sound doesn't get absorbed. So it just bounces backwards and forwards, and you get this hollow, reverberant thing. Like if I move away from my microphone, you can hear that you can hear all this ambience from the room, and it sounds bloody awful. But if you can manage those acoustics in any way, whether it be to put some drapes up in the room, yeah, because soft fabrics like velvet or even an old doona, for crying out loud, you know, those sorts of things will stop sound from bouncing around. And that will at least help to, you know, manage the acoustics in the room. So certainly those three things anyway, microphone, sound card, and the room acoustics. Those are generally the main things that I hear that are wrong with, you know, some podcasts.
Yeah, because I always hate when I found I remember when I first got into podcasting, one of the first podcasts I was listening to was somebody was a computer instructor, and he was talking about different tips and stuff, but it was recorded so poorly. And I was like, this is the content I really want to listen to. This is great. And I lasted about 7 minutes, and I went, okay, I can't understand what he's saying. I've got to keep rewinding to hear what he said. And I was just like, okay, I'm done. So I couldn't hang with the guy.
And that's a real shame, because there are some people out there who, you know, have amazing depths of knowledge in their given, you know, sphere of whether it be their work or a hobby or whatever. But as you say, you know, if the audio quality is that bad that you can't listen to it, then they're wasting their time by even doing it.
Right.
You know, because people just can't get that information clearly.
Now, if somebody's interested in your mastering service, what is the going rate on that? How does that work in terms of pricing?
I'm basing it on a price of $1 Australian per minute of content. I figured that was probably the fairest way to try and price it. So if you've got a 5-minute podcast, then $5 Australian, which, you know, in American dollars, that's like $3.50. So that's nothing, you know, to master your podcast. So, yeah.
Very cool. And especially with coming from a musician standpoint, from a background, guys, that's a phenomenal price because mastering is not cheap.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, a normal mastering facility, you know, if you've recorded a band and, you know, your songs and you want to go and get mastering done, you're normally looking at hundreds of dollars per hour. I deliberately sort of set this pricing to be friendly to podcasters because I realize that there are very few podcasters who are actually making any money out of this yet. I'm sure that'll come down the track, but I figured, well, keep it at an accessible price point for Joe Average, who's just sitting in his lounge room, you know, doing his podcast, you know, but don't make it so expensive that they can't afford to do it.
So that's awesome. Well, all right. And again, where can we find that service at? It's audio2, and then, well, the number 2 and then the letter U.
.com. Yeah. And on the front page of the website, so if you just hit audio2.com, on the front page, because I've only just got the mastering service up and running, it's actually in the news column on the right-hand side of the front page, and there's a link there. It'll take you straight through to the mastering page.
All righty. Thank you again, Bruce. Next up, hey, I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show that I had a not work safe. Well, I've gone in. Here's what I do a lot is I went in, I generated a tone in Audacity for the bleep, and I went in and I used a multi-track recorder, in this case it was Mixcraft, to insert the bleep. So this is actually now work safe, this promo. The promo is for a new podcast of mine called Best of the Worst. You can find it at bestoftheworstpodcast.com. But for students, if you want to know how to bleep something now, you can watch that tutorial. It'll be posted by the time you guys hear this. And here comes the promo for bestoftheworstpodcast.com. Hey, who doesn't love a parade? The big marching bands, the dazzling majorettes, the funny clowns, and the beautiful floats. And after all those wonderful entertainers, there's that one guy at the end of the parade cleaning up the horse. Well, that man is me. I'm Dave Jackson, and I want you to join me every week as I bring you the best of the worst bands at the PodSafe Music Network. Hey, just because you suck doesn't mean you don't deserve a little exposure. I mean, after all, what are the best episodes of American Idol? Those weeks where those creepy, crazy, tone-deaf people do their best, and it's the worst. So join me at bestoftheworstpodcast.com and help us pick the best of the worst. By the end of the show, you'll wish you were deaf. Okay, last but not least, you know, I feel bad because I forgot about the random link in the last episode. I always like to give you one link, one of the resources that is listed at the School of Podcasting, and this one is very cool. It's called PodPress. It's a plug-in for WordPress. So if you're using WordPress on your website, it's very cool. Now, what it does, it's a very easy way to really manage all of your iTunes kind of specific stuff for your feed. You can actually get a preview of what it's going to look like in iTunes. And it makes adding really a podcast to a post very, very simple. You can view MP3 files and ID3 tags and copy data from your tags into the... It's just nuts. You can check this out at mightyseek.com. And I have not really played much with plugins, so if you're a student, you can actually see how to install this and how to use it at theschoolofpodcasting.com. So that is really going to do it for this edition of theschoolofpodcasting.com. Now hang in there, because they keep telling me that spring is right around the corner. Here in Ohio, it is all over the place. We're going from, like, you know, 20 degrees to 50 degrees. Everybody's getting sick, so hang in there. And thank you for staying subscribed. Simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.net to subscribe to schoolofpodcasting.com if you'd like to see our tutorials and our resources. If you'd like to contact me, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or call it in on the Call 8 toll-free number, 888-563-3228. Thanks again for listening, and until we meet again, class dismissed.